to wait in heavy harness on fluttered folk and wild, your new court southern people, half devil and half child. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about what happened on the floor of the New Zealand Parliament a few days ago and what it shows us. And what it shows us is the mask of the left is surely finally off. These people are not concerned genuinely with equality and harm avoidance. They are concerned with power. They are concerned with power for themselves, and they are concerned with ripping down anything, anything that is symbolic of traditional power structures, that is symbolic of law and order, that is basically symbolic of civilization. And that is because they are resentful. They think they should have power. They are narcissistic. They are entitled. They hate anything that is symbolic of power because they feel they don't have it because they're mentally unstable. And therefore, they go for it and try to destroy it. Before I go into detail on that, could you please, please, please subscribe, hit that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe also on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where if you like what I do, you can support me the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where there's films, in-person interviews, and all kinds of fascinating stuff. Okay, back to the video. So, what's the situation in New Zealand? In New Zealand, there are 65 members of parliament for constituencies and 51 list MPs. In addition, there are 7 Maori MPs. There are 7 seats set aside just for Maori people who make up 20% of the population. Can you imagine if there were a number of seats set aside in the English Parliament for the descendants of the Anglo-Saxons? There would be uproar. But no, there are 7 seats set aside for them. All the government in New Zealand is trying to do is to make it clear that the New Zealand government is sovereign. It's essentially a bill on equality and ensuring equality between people in New Zealand so that there aren't extra rights for certain groups. But of course, that's not good enough for the Maori. That's not good enough for the Maori MPs anyway. I don't know about the Maori. Perhaps they don't support this nonsense. But what's not good enough for the Maori MPs? They oppose this bill. And in Parliament, the youngest MP in Parliament, one Hadi Rahwiti Maipo Clark, let's just call her Hannah Clark, tore up the bill and then initiated a haka, a war dance, a declaration of war, a means of intimidating His Majesty's elected government. A violent, frightening declaration of war. Now, some would argue that she and the other Maori MPs and the obsequious white leftists that danced along with it should be arrested at once for treason for declaring war on His Majesty's government, should be put on trial and hanged. I'm not saying that should be the case, but some might argue that. But that is what you have. It's not about equality, because the bill is actually in favour of equality. It's about intimidation, and it's about ensuring extra rights and extra power for certain peoples. And that is what the European left in the New Zealand Parliament danced alongside. That is what they were in favour of, that there should be extra rights for minority peoples. Why? Because they see them, the left, are neurotic, are mentally unstable, they therefore are paranoid, they see themselves as disempowered, and they want power. They're frightened to engage in a fair fight, so what do? They virtue signal. They signal about equality and harm avoidance. But the studies, of course, indicate they don't really care about this. What they're mainly motivated by is hatred and resentment. They resent symbols of power, like the New Zealand Parliament, like the laws of New Zealand, like whatever, and therefore they will militate in favour of trying to destroy those symbols of power and bring everything down, bring civilization down, because they are resentful people. Being mentally unstable, they're also emotionally incontinent, and so they quite enjoy getting involved in a haka and expressing themselves and letting off steam because they're so tense and they're so unhappy all of the time. But that's what you're dealing with. And what the Maori try to argue is, oh God, oh, the Europeans have done these terrible things. They've come here and treated the Maori badly, and thus the Maori have extra rights. The Maori went to Chatham Island and wiped out, genocided a group called the Maori. And when the Maori genocide you, the evidence indicates is that they used to engage in cannibalism. And this process continued until the British went there in the 19th century. You can dress it up however you like. You can dress it up to do with equality or Christianity or whatever, but there are group selection battles between peoples that are based around power. And what this was about, this bill, is to, by making everybody equal, is taking away special privileges from the Maori, giving them less power, making them equal citizens of New Zealand, as I understand it. And they don't like this. And the left in New Zealand, the white left, they don't like it either, because they identify with the Maori, and they because they see the Maori as disempowered, and they use the Maori as a means of virtue signalling, as a means of gaining status over their own people via virtue signalling. And they like what the Maori represents, which and the Haka represents, which is violence and disorder and pulling down symbols of power and that kind of thing, because they're resentful people, and so they get involved. And so the mask is off. The Liberals are not about equality or love or justice. They are about power. Power for their own client groups that they can use for their own benefit, and power for themselves. I mean, that's essentially it. You know, and this is the extent that they would sacrifice people and whatever. Power. It's all about power. And I just wonder if should we do this in the British Parliament? I mean, next time the Labour Party passes a law that Anglo-Saxon members of Parliament don't like, should we dress up like this and Morris dance? That'll show them. We have confronted a fundamental difference between left and right. Those that are governed by reason and order and protecting civilization and keeping things going, and those that are governed by emotion and violence and hatred. That is the difference between left and right. And what has happened in New Zealand Parliament with the obsequious leftists getting involved in the Haka, getting involved in the war dance, getting involved in intimidation rather than logical argument, only goes to show this.
Are you ready for the future of the West?